On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 27, Mbombela 24 grade.
Couple of crashes. There's one on the N3 North after Modderfontein Road, and a crash at London Road also on the N3 North.
Isak Johannesburg voer 'n verifikasieproses van informele handelaars uit na aanleiding van 'n bevel van die Hooggeregshof. Die hof beveel dat die stad die informele handelaars binne 2 weke registreer. Dit kom nadat die informele handelaars die stadhof toegeneem het na 'n uitsettingsproses geloods is. Die operasie word gelei deur waarnemende burgemeester Yunus Mkhwena.
Whether we are here as politicians, officials must continue to do their work. They must not work when we are here only, but when we are not here as well, they must continue. The work must continue. And like he's saying, it is important for us to get this thing right here. If we get it right here in other CBDs around Johannesburg, it will definitely be addressed as well.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse polisiediens het bevestig hy het 'n oorgawebevel van die Eswatini-regering ontvang vir Siyabonga en Malusi Ntamane. Dit volg nadat hulle maandag hul uitleweringsappel laat vaar het. Die broers word vir 'n reeks misdade in Suid-Afrika gesoek, onder meer die moord op die kletsrymer Kenan Ikey Forbes en sy vriend Tebello Tips Motswane. In 2023, die nasionale polisie woordvoerder Atlena Mate.
The SAPS remains confident that it has a watertight case against the pair, who face 24 charges relating to 3 cases. These include conspiracy to commit murder, murder, attempted murder, unlawful possession of automatic firearms and ammunition, amongst a host of other charges.
In ander groot nuus vandag, die MK-party se adjunkpresident en parlementêre leier, John Sloppy, is met onmiddellike ingang uit alle posisies in die party geskors terwyl 'n volledige ondersoek na sy gedrag plaasvind. Sloppy se skorsing volg nadat hy veranderinge aangebring het aan die leierskap in die parlement. Sy verwydering van Colleen Makubele as hoofsweep is omgekeer en Des van Rooyen se aanstelling in die posisie is nietig verklaar. Politieke ontleder Pieter Duvenage.
It suggests internal tension. There is clearly a power struggle or realignment going on inside the MK party. When decisions happen this abruptly, it usually means one faction is tightening its grip.
Duvenage sê die veranderinge dui op interne probleme binne die organisasie.
That the MK party wants more discipline and structure inside parliament. They've moved from protest politics to trying to look like a serious opposition. Bringing in someone with government experience, even if controversial in the past, shows that they want control and coordination.
Nog nie sê die buiteland Amerika se minister van vervoer Sean Duffy sê die federale lugvaartadministrasie gaan die vlug vermoë na 40 belangrike lughawens reg oor die land met 10% verminder. Dis weens die regeringsafsluiting wat personeeltekorte in lugverkeerbeheer veroorsaak het. En president Cyril Ramaphosa het die viering van vroue se leierskap aangemoedig as die sleutel tot bemagtiging, gelykheid en maatskaplike vordering. Hy het gepraat op die internasionale vroueforum se konferensie in Kaapstad.
Between 2000 and 2024, 1% of the world's population captured 41% of all new wealth, while just 1% new wealth went to the poorest half of humanity. In more economically unequal society, fewer women complete higher education or are even represented in bodies that make the laws that govern them.
Action on September 10 on the Swiris op jackarandafm.com. Die volgende bulletin is in Engels om 1 uur.